Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
In 2010, at the height of a recession, or as former guest of the Sideshow calls it, Ron Finley, a international depression, there was no other garden radio show available. I'd been goofing around with audio into the tail end of my iPhone, and a new product at the time, or a new app, as it was then, called Audio Boo. To put this all in context of what was available, in 2012, the finalists for the local radio broadcast of the year were BBC Radio Norfolk, BBC Radio Newcastle, Radio Sheffield, BBC Hereford, and Worcester. Did I pronounce that right? And the winner of it that year was BBC Radio Ulster. In 2016, just to go a little bit further, it's only 2 years ago, bear in mind, two and a bit, you say, technically speaking, and the finalists were BBC Radio Leicester. Good friend, Bridget Blair of Alice Feller and Jane Prone of the now gone, unfortunately, So Grow Repeat podcast for The Guardian newspaper, Neil Grant of BBC Radio Sheffield and BBC Hereford and Worcester, did I say it incorrectly again? And the winner of it that year was the RHS's exclusive members podcast. But above all, and through all of that, there has been one main stalwart. They were born and aired their first show on the 9th of April 1947.
This is the BBC.
This is a download of Gardener's Question Time from BBC Radio 4. You'll be back to the garden in 45 minutes.
I guess my point on this, if there is even a point, and it's not an opinion piece, and I don't want this to be an opinion piece. I've always said before that if you like jazz music, that's absolutely fine. I'm personally not a fan of it. I would rather listen to a little bit of Otis Redding or a little bit of Led Zeppelin or The Who or The Beatles or The Stones or something, Van Morrison, that would lift your spirits and lift your soul, says you. Why can't jazz do that? That's absolutely fine. It just doesn't do it for me. Maybe a better way to explain it for you with your earbuds in, not sitting by the wireless, on the tube or in Salt Lake City, on the underground or on the Dart in Dublin or London, is with this little piece of music. It was, as a by the way, written in 1731, and it's back. And it's air, and this is in D major, by the way, just for you aficionados out there to know a little bit more about this sort of thing than I do. However, if we bring it to this piece of music, written in April 1967. Start to maybe form a clearer picture of what is reinventing the wheel. And no matter which way I look at it, we've had these conversations before with Andrew Fisher-Tomlins and with the James Bassons of this world. You know, gardens are gardens. Horticulture is horticulture. A man with a beard and a woolly jumper standing in a potting shed is 20 years later Rachel de Thème, is Charlie Dimmock, is Carol Klein, is El Monte, is Alan Titchmarsh, whoever you want it to be, whoever is the new, I'm hesitant to say it, but, and in reality, it's all horticulture. You can say, well, I prefer Toby Buckland. You can say, I prefer listening to Peters. You can walk into a showgrounds, into a garden space full of show gardens and choose not to prefer this one over that one. That's all right. You're not supposed to like them all. You're not supposed to be a big fan of them. There's supposed to be something there for everybody. You're supposed to have yellow on the colour wheel next to black. It's the reason why Rudbeckias work, why we entirely adore them. And yet some people still will turn around and say, no, I'll take a Pachysandra terminalis. I'll take something that's a little bit lime green with a white off flower. It's allowed. And if we didn't have people talking about horticulture, we'd have nothing. This might put a little bit in context what happens when the kids go a little bit wild, all because somebody decided to do something that in hindsight actually wasn't that crazy at all.
I suspect that some of you are going to be surprised at the subject of this telecast. You figure I'm supposed to diagnose political situations and foreign affairs or dig up inside stories around the White House, but I'm going to fool you. Because today I want to relax a bit and report some inside facts about a young man who's become the rage of millions of teenagers and who has some of our experts on juvenile delinquency just about as worried as the teenagers are crazy. I refer to Elvis Presley. Here's a boy of 21 who 2 years ago was driving a truck for $40 a week. This year he'll make $1 million. He now has four Cadillacs, a three-wheeled Messerschmitt sports car, a motorcycle, a ranch house, and a swimming pool in Memphis. He has police escorts, is mobbed by thousands. He's also a boy who's had more criticism thrown at him than any other entertainment personality, I suppose, in recent American history. But why? Does he really deserve it? What effect does he really have on juvenile delinquency? Just who's to blame? In a minute, I'll tell you the inside story of Elvis Presley, including a prediction. Now, to tell the truth, I'm not an expert on rock and roll. But when I learned the rock and roll music made famous by Elvis Presley had caused teenage riots in two staid countries, like England and Norway.
And whilst I'm on that note, things that we mightn't agree on, or might, take a listen to this guy.
Hey there, this is Chaz from Chaz's Chilies, and I'm here to say that if you're feeling a little bit slow today, you need to have a little go on a chili. Chilies are packed full of vitamin C and give you an amazing energy boost, better than any energy drink known to man. That's Chaz's Chilies, the energy chilies for you. That's this week's I need to eat a chili.
That, my good friends, is the voice of Lee Connolly, better known to some as the Skinny Jean Gardener. Now, Lee started doing these little insert adverts when he was actually looking for a sponsor for his podcast. It's about 2 years old at this stage of the game, and he's twice a former guest of the Sideshow. A very interesting backstory, and I should add also the former Blue Peter Gardener. Lee's podcast was sponsored, I believe, last year by Still. They do chainsaws and garden machinery and bits and bobs. He is now, as you're about to hear, sponsored by Mano Mano.
Hello and welcome to the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast, sponsored by the fantastic people of manomano.co.uk. You are listening to the number one gardening podcast. That's what my mum said anyway.
This is a Skinny Jean Gardener production.
Question. Yes, question for you. That's quite aggressive, actually. But I have got a question for you. If you're thinking about having your own allotment this year, then this, what you're about to listen to, is the podcast for you. That's right, you, dear listener. So, without further ado, let's hit the intro and I'll chat to you after this.
Migration.
But it is a far cry away from what BBC Radio 4 and Professor Cathy Willis did. Professor Cathy Willis of Q. I believe she's Professor of Science there. And they did a magnificent podcast called Roots to Riches.
through the main gates into Kew Gardens and you can't miss the Palm House. It's a glass cathedral to plants. Go inside and a massive towering figure looms up to greet you. It's in front of me now, in fact. Or rather, I'm dwarfed underneath it. It's a cycad, a palm-like tree with bark patterned in a mosaic of diamond shapes on the trunk. Its branches are spreading 4 metres above ground. In fact, it's almost touching the roof. To me, as an evolutionary biologist, it's an astonishing and remarkable plant. For one thing, it belongs to a group of plants that has an incredible time span. Cycads have been around for almost 280 million years. This means they've survived multiple climate changes, outlived the dinosaurs, and predate most mammals. This particular exhibit is also remarkable because it's probably older than Kew Gardens. It claims to be the oldest pot plant in the world and even older than the system of naming plants as we currently know it.
It's still available. It goes back to about 2014 and I have not personally heard anything like it since. How and ever, when I played it for friends of mine and I was raving about it, they couldn't really get to grips with some of the more botanical names and the language that goes with that. And so we're back to it. If there is a place for Lee, if there is a place for Kathy, isn't it all good? I think so. But you don't have to stop it there. Because there has been a richness, a wealth of newer podcasts that have come along the way. Now, what I will say is that whilst most, including myself, don't heavily rely upon sponsorship, or in my case, I choose not to go looking for it. People have been extremely kind. The likes of CD Natural Stone made possible for me to travel to do the Chelsea Flower Show interviews of 2018. Andrew Fisher-Tomlin and the team at London College of Garden Design also came on board and made it possible for me to do about 15 to 20 episodes of 2018 heading into 2019. The Sideshow does sell T-shirts, as by the way, as well, but I don't make any money on them and I don't like asking listeners for their hard-earned shekels. There's a reason for that. Partly is I'm probably not great at it. But let me refer you to a 2016 article by Connor Brophy, and the subtitle on that is Podcasts Give the Little Guy Some Hope of Competing with the Big Hitters of Broadcasting as Long as They Don't Mind Sleeping on the Floor. That was a reference to myself and Brian Green, then part of the Sideshow in 2016. And when we went to Chelsea, Brian travelled by bus. I believe it's about an 8-hour journey or so. I got the plane across and Paul Martin, who at the time won gold at Chelsea on Main Avenue, put us up for the night. It was very kind of Paul. We were on an extremely tight budget with all of the riches that I might derive, not of monetary, from doing the Sideshow. I'll go with Connor's closing paragraph, and he said, maybe the solution is an audio version of Netflix. So far, none of the subscription services has cracked it, which means it's very much a listener's market. So as long as the likes of Peter Donegan continue to labour for love rather than financial gain. Now, money aside, personally money aside, because in reality, this for me is a hobby. It is also the reason why you might be scratching your head saying, well, I say you may, be scratching your head saying, why is Peter promoting other podcasts? The reality is I have nothing to gain and I also have nothing to lose by promoting the Sideshow. I'm delighted that you choose to listen to it. I'm delighted that it is, in one hand, maybe considered successful. But again, you're allowed to listen to the Procol Harums and you're allowed to listen to the Backs of this world. You're allowed to listen to Led Zepp and you're allowed to listen to Dylan. It's okay to like more than one. And I personally don't mind that. One of the brains that I have had on the show is this lady.
From Aloe Vera
to Zamiococcus zamifolia. This week, we're talking about botanical Latin. This is On The Ledge podcast, and I am your leafy host, Jane Perrone. If you're a new listener, welcome. And if you're an old hand, well, draw up a seat, settle down, and enjoy the show.
Jane was in the aforementioned So Grow Repeat, which went, by the way, I think somewhere around about 2016 or 17. At the time, she was with The Guardian, and she was also a guest on the show around that time. But things changed. People changed. Careers change and jobs change. And Jane's podcast, On The Ledge, as you have just heard, has been quite a clever move, shall I call it that? On the back of the houseplant craze, on the back of what I shall call an international, where we grow plants in controlled circumstances, you may have decreases and increases in light over a period of time. The difference between Salt Lake City and you in your south-facing window and he or she in London on a north-facing balcony ledge. It's all allowed, but the environmental outside bits, the factors required for the growth of any plant, are a little bit better controlled. And it's an international language. It's an international podcast, and it has thrived in those. It has found its own little niche. And if you're into those, then Jane's is quite the little gem. But let me bring you to this little one.
I'm Sarah Wilson, and you're listening to the Roots and All podcast. I'm here to help you get growing. Join me as I explore everything plant-related, both indoors and out, and provide the information you need to create your perfect green environment. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Roots and All podcast.
Whilst the Sideshow has had great help and assistance from CD Stone and London College of Garden Design, I should also add, there's another company in there that I've forgotten to mention, and that's Two Spots Coffee, a coffee company who since 2012 have been supplying me and Sideshow with coffee beans for no apparent reason. At one point in time, they decided to produce 50 mugs, which they posted all around the world to people who they thought were, quote unquote, sound. It wasn't a retweet and win competition. There was, again, nothing for them to gain. It was more pour l'amour de jus, for a love of the game, shall I call it. Jane and Sarah's operate in a slightly different way. They have a Patreon account associated with their podcast. A Patreon account, for those of you who are unaware, is an online patron, if you will. You can donate a fiver a month, a fiver a week, or a little bit more. You might think that €5 or £5 isn't going to travel a long way. But when you get 10 of them and you've got 50 quid a month, after 4, 5, 6 months, you can buy a new microphone. You can buy those batteries. You can buy that T-shirt. You can replace that little bit of kit or buy that online thing that makes life just that little bit easier. And if you do like them, I would highly recommend you go do that. The alternate ways to show a little bit of a grow or love is to leave a rate and review on iTunes. Personally, I stopped asking listeners to do that. And as you're well aware, with the T-shirts that the Sideshow has for sale, I stopped mentioning them as well because I don't make any money on them. I don't want to make money. The objective was never that in the first place. Who would have thought 9 years ago, that anybody would be listening to the Sideshow, or that the Sideshow would be still going? But this is hugely important. The flip side of all of this is that there has been a resurgence in podcast. Probably better to say that, vinyl being the exception, it's making a little bit of a comeback, but cassettes and CDs, or how we listen to audio, has changed. We have DAB, we have podcasts like myself that say, if you're on the tube, if you're in Salt Lake City, if you're on the underground in London, keep listening, keep walking while you're listening. That wasn't really possible unless you were on the mainstream 9-10 years ago. Again, as mentioned when I spoke about the Garden Media Guild nominees or award winners, they were all very much mainstream radio and BBCs. That has changed. It changed this year in 2019. But there has been a resurgence, in a sense, of how commercially podcasting is being done. And I can only refer to M&G Investments, who did one around the time of the Chelsea Flower Show. Have a little bit of a listen to this one.
This podcast is brought to you by M&G, investment experts and proud sponsors of the Chelsea Flower Show.
Hello, and welcome to episode one of a six-part podcast series, Let's Grow. I'm Holly Mackay, founder of investments website Boring Money. Now, I've always liked gardening, but this year it's become a whole lot more pressing as I've recently taken the plunge, left my postage stamp size garden behind, and moved to the countryside. About 6 months ago, I was talking to a bunch of folk at M&G about investing, and I was sharing some of the research we've done about fund managers. At the end of the meeting, the subject changed to Chelsea. M&G have been sponsors for 8 years now. "Do you know what?" I said. "I'd really love to know more about what actually goes on behind the scenes. The characters, the heartache, the disasters and the triumphs that these people have gone through to get to those pristine show gardens or that beautiful pavilion." It also made me think about the huge pool of knowledge that all those gardeners have acquired over a lifetime of working towards that Chelsea moment. And that really interested me. So to cut a very long story short, this podcast was born. Over the next six episodes, we're setting out on the road to Chelsea and bringing you some tips, advice and ideas along the way. So to kick things off today, we're meeting renowned garden designer Sarah Price to find out about her plans for the M&G Chelsea Garden.
Almost, what's the point of doing it if you're not pushing yourself, pushing the boundaries, experimenting, creating something new and exciting? It's the catwalk of gardening.
We'll also be delving into the dark side of gardening as writer and broadcaster Pippa Greenwood gives us the lowdown on bugs and beasties in our gardens. Just how do we spot the good guys from the bad?
After a while, you sort of get to know who's what in your garden. But if I had to sort of say the easiest way to look at bugs and decide whether they're good or not, basically, if they're slow moving, they're more likely to be a problem. If they're the fast movers, they tend to be useful.
And each episode, we'll also be getting some financial facts and ideas from financial advisors and the experts at M&G. Today I'm talking to David Braithwaite from Citrus Financial Planning, and he'll be sharing some advice about getting going with investing and how to look for financial advice.
Talk to your friends and family, see who it is that they use, because then somebody else has tried them before you have.
Welcome to Let's Grow.
As the dogs start to bark in the background and I continue to talk to you through the tail end of my iPhone, the reference to M&G's podcast isn't for any other reason. The reality is podcasts require a number of things. So one of them is an audience. And whether you're a comedian in the small comedy club working hard on a Monday night, getting a fiver in the door, and there are four people in there, and I've been one of those four. Whether you're doing your first garden talk, like me, and you're getting 60 quid or 70 quid or 80 quid and hoping to make it past the 100 mark, and the charge in the door is 2 quid or 3 quid, sometimes free in, and four people turn up and you're saying, "God, please, Lord, where's my sister when I need her?" We've had those moments. The other side is logically that when the craft beer or the craft coffee scene becomes a little bit better in vogue, in this case podcasting, naturally and logically, bigger budgets will come to town. As Connor's article discusses, most of the podcasting world is made up of replays from radio stations anyway, or what has happened with you name a superstar and you name a large brand, the two of them meet in the middle and the podcast has an immediate following. It's logic that it is going to happen. It's part of it. It's not that the Janes and the Sarahs nor myself 9 years later. And it's a question regularly asked. How in 9 years is the Sideshow not on mainstream radio? How has it not evolved to the next level? Well, that's not the reason it was started. It was started because there was nothing else. There was no place to have a half-hour chat. The format isn't going to win a Garden Media Guild Award. When you look at who was submitted for that, I think in year one it was the 5,000 Poppy story. In year two it was Mark Gregory. And in year three it was Kate Gold. In my opinion, there's no difference between the Kate Gold interview and the Mark Gregory interview, but Mark's made it to the shortlist. The difference between the two, I don't have an ill with that. I'm not upset with that. I appreciate that I don't do what the BBC or others with more time who maybe don't do a weekly episode. I'm also aware that when I spoke with Mark, it was lashing out of the heavens and we were standing in out of the rain for 45 minutes whilst I had only one battery left in my recorder and the power button at 35 minutes was flickering and I was hoping I was going to make the outro whilst he went on a monologue. In Kate's, it was in a coffee shop. The list is endless. You can't be embarrassed by the stories, nor should you. It's supposed to be real. And if you listen to the 2019 interview with Kate Gold, I think she's in a coffee shop. No, she's at a petrol station. My apologies. It's only released a couple of weeks ago. I think it's episode 401. And you can hear the cars whizzing by. And I can't apologise for that enough. I just hope it's listenable to your ears. But it was real. It was real, Kate. And it was an almighty interview. And I was honoured to have Andrew by my side whilst I spoke with Kate on the phone. I don't know what the next step is for the podcasting scene. I think I'd like to see that Jane or Sarah or whoever it might be got booked for a garden talk off the back of it. And maybe that's what is used to fuel the podcast. This whole thing, I guess, now that I'm coming full circle, was maybe to raise a little bit of a discussion around it. What I will tell you is that it wasn't a list. So if I left your podcast out, it's for no apparent reason. I just picked a gaggle who I knew and was aware of that were extremely different from each other, as sure as I picked back on Procol Harum. If you do have that moment in time, go pick your podcast, a podcast. Download one on your grandmother's telephone. Leave a rate and review for them in iTunes. Give them a retweet on Twitter. Say hi on Instagram. Tell them you liked the cut of their jib, what they did and how they did it. And in the meantime, if there's a little bit of feedback on this one, and hopefully there is, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/thesideshow, sideshow.com, to you who have been involved in some small way or other in piecing the Sideshow together over the last now over 400 plus episodes, over the now almost 9 years. Thank you so much for everything that you've done. I've got a squeaky chair here. Thank you so much for all that you've done. I'm really very grateful and it means a lot. Take care, safe home, don't forget to hug your mother. Peace out, bye bye.